आज्ञां स्मरन् दत्त्वा दिनं विना श्रोतय सत्यं येन तस्मै गुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्य मनोविष्टं सहितं येन भूतले स्वयंभूकृतामयं ददन्ति स्वाहदन्तिकाम्
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for giving this opportunity to address this august assembly of devotees. I was last here. How many years ago? 4 years? I was here some time ago. I see a few familiar faces. I see a lot of new faces. This is due to the wonderful preaching and management of our illustrious temple president, P.R. Mohan Prabhu. Please give him a big hand. His content. Those of us who know him know that he's a very saintly person, very Krishna conscious, because he's maintained this center since the beginning, whatever that was, a long time. He's been here. Takes great spiritual strength. One time Prabhupada said, it's pretty easy to start something, it's pretty easy to finish something, but to maintain something, that takes great purity and Krishna consciousness. Gave the example, he said, just like Lord Brahma, he can create, and Shiva can destroy, but only Vishnu can maintain. So I'm sure Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, is blessing our P.R. Mohan for his wonderful service, and being like your Shikshu Guru, he's your instructor in Krishna consciousness, and we're just, myself and Govinda Maharaj have just come here to try to serve him a little bit and get his blessings as well. It's nice to see all of you again. I'm really enjoying the last few days. Actually, I'm on retreat. I'm quite active during the year preaching around the world, but I was on a retreat in California with my Gurudev Vidyadhar Swami, resting in preparation for our big festival program in Poland coming up in about 2 weeks. And then I got a call from my beloved godmother, my very best friend in life, Bhakti Vrinda Govinda Maharaj. She called me and asked me to come all the way out here to the East Coast and we could spend a few days together. So really I'm doing what I like most, is traveling with Maharaj. Remember in the early days, wasn't it, P.R.? We, as godmothers and godsisters, we're all together under one roof in one temple, and always associating together in the pioneer days of Krishna consciousness. And then as time went on, Prabhupada wanted to fulfill the order of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most recent incarnation of God, who declared that one day his name would be heard in every town and village of the world, this Hare Krishna mantra. So he sent different devotees to different places, far off corners of the world. And this way we don't always have this intimate association with our beloved godmothers, but we know that is the secret to advancing in Krishna consciousness. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Shastukhoi, Lada Bhakta, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Siddhihoi, Mahaprabhu instructs us. To become Krishna conscious, just seek out the association of Vaishnavas. Just a Lada Matra, moments of their association can begin you on the path of perfection. So, we went our distant ways, and we're serving in different parts of the world. So whenever I get an opportunity to associate with beloved godmothers like P.R. Mohan or Bhakti Vrinda Govinda Maharaj, then my heart's very peaceful and I'm happy and satisfied. And I'm lamenting that tomorrow morning I have to fly back to California, because in a few days I have to go back to Poland. And I'll be missing Maharaj's association, but I just wish I could go on like this forever, just traveling and preaching with Maharaj all over the America, all over the world, all over the universe. And I'm also very happy to come back here after several years and find one of my youngest disciples, Haridas, doing very nicely at Krishna Consciousness. We met a number of years ago. I don't remember. Probably he has the exact figure in his mind. But we met and we were just kind of spontaneously attracted to each other. So I promised him that I would write to him throughout the years, which I did. I sent him postcards. He's got a stack of postcards from different parts of the world. And he was just, when I came through, just a kind of a young boy, little kids, just really knowing what life's really about. But now I've come back and I've seen he's 9 years old now, and he's a very mature Vaishnava. He has beanbag, he's chanting Hare Krishna, wearing dhoti and kurta, listening very attentively in the lectures. This gives me great pleasure to see that in the direction of his father and mother, he's made nice progress. And this is actually the duty of the spiritual master, to see that his disciples are making progress in Krishna consciousness, as Maharaj described, the goal of life. It gives great pleasure to the spiritual master to see that disciples gradually renounce material desires and gradually become attached to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. So we have to come back on a more regular basis and see how Haridas is doing. And one day I'll have to tell you, I know it seems like you all like him very much, one day I'm going to steal him. We have a bit of a transcendental contract here that when he's 18, he's coming with me. Servant. And this is the first thing he asked me. Do you remember? When I'm 18, you're coming with me. So I didn't even ask his mom and dad yet. One time Narada Muni was traveling through the universe, as he does, spreading the glories of Sri Krishna by chanting and instructing others. And we're familiar with the story. He came to one forest. And as he was going through the forest, he saw one hunter who was shooting animals, killing animals with his bow and arrow. He wasn't just killing them, but he was half-killing them. In other words, in modern vernacular language, he was enjoying torturing them. Narada Muni was a saintly person who is very sensitive to the suffering of others. And Sri Vaishnava, he's always transcendental to the pains and pleasures of this world, but out of a sense of compassion in his heart, he's upset when he sees others bereft of Krishna. His happiness is seeing other people get the opportunity, this golden opportunity of Krishna consciousness. And the only sadness he really feels in his heart is to see people bereft of this wonderful, joyful process of devotional service. So he saw this hunter, and he approached this hunter. He said, "What are you doing?" The hunter said, "I'm hunting." The Narada said, "You're not just hunting, you're torturing these poor animals." The hunter said, "Very proudly, yes, I've learned this from my father." This is his pride. So Narada, being the compassionate great soul that he was, he tried to enlighten this hunter, whose name was Madhurai. This is a very simple activity, causing so much suffering to others. But because he was engaged in that very sinful activity, what is sinful activity? Specifically, meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, and gambling. By engaging in these activities, our consciousness becomes so covered that we cannot understand spiritual instruction. That's why it's very difficult to spread the message of Krishna consciousness in this day and age. Everyone by nature is a spirit soul, part and parcel of God. Jivara Supoya Krishnara Nitya Das. Everyone's real identity is that they're Krishna's servants. But due to long contact with this material world, and especially by engaging in sinful activity, their consciousness becomes covered. And they cannot appreciate the association of or the instructions of saintly persons. Maharaj was mentioning the pastime of the sages in the forest of Naimisharanya, how they were assembled together, and trying to think of what is a process which can counteract the evil nature of this age. What is the best sacrifice to perform? And they were each giving their ideas, fire yoga, perhaps meditation, perhaps yoga, trying to come up with some process where we could all benefit, but they couldn't come to any real conclusion. So Maharaj described how one saintly person, Sutta Goswami, suddenly appeared within their midst. When they saw that saintly person, they said, "We think that we have met your goodness by the will of providence, just so that we may accept you as captain of the ship, to cross over this dangerous ocean of Kali, which deteriorates all the good qualities of men and women. Just living in this age means whatever good qualities you have due to your past pious activity, it's diminished just by being in this age in which we live. Particularly because people are so encouraged in sinful activity. Nowadays it's not uncommon that everyone is eating meat. Sexual activity is very promiscuous. Intoxication, the children in the schools are taking intoxication at the age of 12, 13, 14. Gambling seems to be very prominent. Because of these activities, again, we lose our ability to understand what is Divya Gyan and transcendental knowledge. So Narada Muni was preaching to Magrai. Magrai couldn't understand a thing. Like, I don't understand what they're saying. So then Narada Muni is very intelligent because the spiritual master has to be more intelligent than a disciple to convince him to give up material life and take up Krishna consciousness. So he did something quite amazing. By his yogic siddhis, his mystic powers, it's not just that the yogis have mystic powers, the pure devotee of Krishna also possesses full mystic powers. And sometimes he manifests them, sometimes gently they hold them back, but sometimes they employ them for the service of the Lord. What Narada Muni did is he waved his hand, and Magrari could see the reactions to his sinful activities coming at him in the form of all the poor animals that he had killed were coming back for revenge. The rabbits, the squirrels, the deers, the boars, they're all coming back. We have a lost child here. Maharaj became so afraid, he turned to Narada Muni. He said, "What should I do?" He was overwhelmed. "What should I do?" And Narada Muni said, "Well, you should chant these holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare."
A very pertinent instruction. Because what do we gain from chanting Hare Krishna? We're sitting here tonight and we're all chanting Hare Krishna. A very melodious sound, Maharaj is singing so sweetly. What is the benefit? When we hear the glories of the holy name, we can chant with more attention, we can chant with more conviction, we can chant with more devotion. What do we gain by sitting here all together and chanting Hare Krishna? What is the science of the holy name? Well, Prabhupada has explained there's three basic things. When you chant Hare Krishna, all the sinful reactions in your heart are gradually burned to ashes. Those sinful reactions are stored there for many, many births. Not the sinful things we've done in this life, but last life and the previous life. Going back hundreds or thousands or millions of lives, all the things we've done contrary to religious principles, it's all stored there in the heart. And sometimes the sinful reactions manifest in the form of an injury, a court case, or some sadness and depression, whatever. It's all happening now, in your future, in the far. When you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Who in his right mind wouldn't take the opportunity to chant Hare Krishna? Who wants to suffer in the future? Raise your hand. Who wants to suffer? Here's a very easy name to avoid suffering. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And it happens very quickly. Just like sometimes we see, you may have seen a house on fire. You're driving or you're visiting and you see a house. Big, beautiful, strong, sturdy house. It's been there for 50 years, 100 years. It's a landmark. But it catches fire, and even before the firemen come, it's just a pile of ashes. The same is true with your sinful reactions, whatever they may be. They're burned to ashes very, very quickly by chanting. So who would not chant Hare Krishna? What's more, the material desires that are in our hearts, like lust, anger, and greed, which are the real obstacles to developing love for God, those are uprooted and thrown to some distant place. That's the real work of the Holy Name. And you can go to a piece of land, you want to clear it, you want to cut down the trees and make a field for growing wheat. You can cut down the trees, but then you have to pull up the roots. It's the real work. So when you chant Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Amazing. Who would not chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra? But the supreme benefit of chanting Hare Krishna, the real reason we chant, is that it awakens that dormant love of God which is there within our hearts. All of us are by nature ecstatic lovers of Krishna, lovers of God. That's our original nature. And having fallen to this material creation, we forget that. We look for happiness here, there, and everywhere. We remain frustrated. But as soon as we chant, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
By the mercy of those holy names, we get a little taste of what it's like to be an ecstatic lover of God. Even a neophyte devotee. In his Bhakti Sandarbha, Srila Jiva Goswami describes especially this type of kirtan that we're doing. There's different ways you can chant. You can chant japa. You can come together like this and chant. You can go onto the streets and chant. But Jiva Goswami says when the Vaishnavas come together and they chant, he said that's the best because he said even a neophyte devotee, even an aspiring devotee, can experience deep spiritual emotions. How many of you have had that experience from chanting Hare Krishna? Some extraordinary experience by chanting. Raise your hands. Okay. So his words prove true. Some impetus is there. So, Narada Muni explained like this to Mugrari because he heard these words and because Narada said, try, just chant after me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
He became convinced. He said, Guru Maharaj, what should I do? He said, you give up that dress of a hunter. You had the skins and furs like this. Shave up. Baba said, Krishna consciousness means clean shaven. Release a good haircut. And with your wife, because he was a married man, you go and you sit by the bank of the river Ganga, next to the Tulsi tree, and you just spend your whole time chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama.
So the Hanja Magrari, he said, but sir, how will I, what about my livelihood, how will I eat? Oh, God will provide. God is providing for 8,400,000 species of life. You don't see the animals in the jungle, they're not going to the factory every day, working very hard, going to the office. How are they getting their maintenance? Nitya nityanam, chaitanas chaitananam, ekobahanam, yoravadi dhati kamam. The Svetta Sutta Upanishad states that out of all the eternal beings, the souls, the spirit souls, there's eka, there's one who's maintaining everyone. Who is that? Krishna, God. So if he can maintain the mosquito, he gets his drop of blood every day. He can maintain the cow, who's not working in the office. she gets her clump of grass every day. If he can maintain the snake, who, my Lord, Destiny, gets his mouse every day, does not arrange some facility for his fully surrendered devotee? No, Krishna says, Yogik Shema Bahamya. For my devotee, I protect whatever he has, and I provide for my devotee whatever he needs. We have to have this faith. So because he was a very powerful guru, he convinced his disciple very quickly. Magrai immediately went off, shaved up, put on the dress of the devotee, and he went and he called it on Hare Krishna. And you know what happened? The people were so impressed that this hunter has become sadhu. They were coming out from the nearby village every day, giving him all the foodstuffs he needed. In fact, they wanted to build him one big house. He said, no, 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 I don't want you to become entangled. I'm sitting here under this banyan tree, everything is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he made very quick advancement in Krishna consciousness. So 1 year later, Radhi Muni came back to see his disciple. And he was also very pleased. He saw still following his instructions, because what is our connection with Guru? It is his instructions. There's Vani and Bapa, there's the physical association, there's the instruction. Prabhupada said the essence of our relationship with our spiritual master is to follow his instructions. And what is Prabhupada said the most important instruction of the spiritual master to? Chant 16 rounds every day. And remain connected to our Guru, to the descendant succession of Krishna. So Narada Muni was traveling with another sadhu on Gira Muni. And they're coming in this part of the forest, and they look and they see, oh, look. Narada said, there's my disciple. He's still following my instructions. He's still chanting Hare Krishna all day long. And Gira said, oh, very nice. And then when Madhurari saw his spiritual master, something, he stood up. And out of respect, he started walking. He started running towards the spiritual master. So Narada and Angira, they stood there waiting to receive the obeisances of this. But he stopped halfway across the field. Angira said, what kind of disciple is this? He stops a great distance. He will not even bow down to you. What kind of disciple is this? Narada Muni said, know what's happened. I gave him the instruction. I would think that he's... So they walked to that place. And they saw, as they came there, a row of ants walking on the ground. It was because of those ants that Murugari would not go any further. He didn't want to step on an ant. So Narada Muni said, just see, previously he was a ferocious killer of animals. He was torturing them. But by this process of chanting Hare Krishna, he's developed all saintly qualities in a very short time. He will not even step on an ant. So, Madhurari stepped back and he paid his obeisances to his spiritual master. So in the same way, all of us, I don't think any of you are as bad as Madhurari the hunter. He was quite a nasty fellow. But just see that in a very short time, by accepting the instructions of the spiritual master, specifically, to chant Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Very quick advancement. So I'm so happy to see Harinas again. Just like Narada Muni is happy to see his student, I'm very happy to see that he's made nice progress in Krishna consciousness. I hope that when I come back every year, oops. So that when he turns 18, he'll come and travel with me and be my servant, and together we'll travel all over the world.